beautiful day.
That's great. Heavenly Father, we thank you that every day is a beautiful day. Because it's a day that you have made and created, and we are in it, Father, to bring your kingdom right here on earth. Father, thank you that you have chosen us, you have felt strong enough, Father, that you know that we are capable of doing things that we can't even imagine, because our imagination is limited, but Father, yours isn't. Father, thank you for this day and every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
You know, it's at the beginning of a new year, I like to, and I'm not, it's not just me, we all kind of traditionally take some time out to reflect, to look back over the past year and assess our successes and our failures, where we take some satisfaction out of the things that we did in this last year, that we accomplished, that we set out to do and did, and then there's also those some grief and guilt over the failures that we had during the year.
Amen.
Each year we start a new year with high hopes that this year is going to be even better. The problem is that it just seems like that our future just kind of turns into our present. That the things that we do just seem to be doing the same thing over and over and over again. It's the same old, and things just don't change. You know, that's not God's will for us. It's not God's will for us to just stay the same. It's not God's will for us to have a humdrum life where we just go through the motions. That's not His will for us.
Amen.
I want you to read along with me. I'm going to be in Ephesians, the first chapter. Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus here. He wants to lift them up here. He's trying to encourage them by telling them who they are, how God sees them. We need to understand that. That's how God sees us too. I'm in Ephesians, the first chapter. I'm going to start reading in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He has blessed us, it says, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
Thank God.
Even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of His will. That's great news for you and me.
Amen.
That's who we are according to God. As we start this new year, we need to understand some things. We need to get a hold of some things in our lives. We need to understand some things about God. Let me tell you the first thing I want to tell you about God. God loves change. You know, the Bible says God doesn't change because He's perfect. He doesn't need to change. But He loves to see change in us. He loves to see new things in us. He loves to see how we have changed for the better. It says in Revelations, the 21st chapter, "See, I am making everything new." Says almost exactly the same thing over in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. When he's speaking through Isaiah here, he says, "Forget the former things. Forget the things in the past. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing." God loves to do new things. He loves to do new things. He loves to see us change. The problem is, we hate change.
Yeah.
We just don't like change. We're good enough with the status quo. Listen, I don't believe in changing things just for the sake of changing.
No.
But sometimes change is what we need to be better.
Amen.
Sometimes we need a change. Sometimes God is doing a new thing in our life, but we don't see it because we don't want to change anything. We don't want to take a risk. We don't want to step out. God loves change. Especially change lives. Listen, I know we all make resolutions in the new year, and those are hard to do. It's hard to turn over a new leaf, to change the things that we've been doing. The problem is, we don't need and something to inspire us. We don't need inspiration. We need a transformation.
Amen.
We don't need resolution. We need a revolution.
Amen.
We need God. We need a change in our life that comes from God.
Amen.
Every person could change for the better. None of us are perfect. There are things in our life that we can change. Things that God wants us to change. God is willing to help us change if we're just willing to reach out and do it.
Amen.
What we need in 2018 is for God to do a new thing in us. And you know what? That can happen because God loves to do new things. He loves to do that. He loves to see us change, to be better. And you know what happens when we change? God loves to give us new names.
Amen.
Remember Simon Peter? When you look at Simon Peter, man, he was an emotional wreck. I mean, it was Simon Peter who forgot Jesus' teaching to turn the other cheek, sliced off the ear of a soldier with his sword. It was Simon Peter who cursed and denied Jesus three times. But you know what Jesus called Simon Peter? He said, "Simon, you're my rock."
That's right.
If I could think of anybody not being a rock, I would think it would be Simon, because he had all these hot emotions. He was unstable. His temper just flared up.
Yep.
There were times when he was uncertain about himself. There was times when he couldn't make up his mind. His emotional reactions were completely unpredictable. I would think a rock was the last thing that most people associated with Simon, because they knew his emotions were Simon's weakness. That was his weakness. But Jesus saw through Simon's weakness and told him that, "I can make your weakness your strength."
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Through the transforming power of God, I can take this thing that makes you so undependable and make it be the thing that you're known for. He could use his fiery emotions and his impetuous actions to accomplish the things that Jesus needed him to do. And so Jesus named Simon what Christ needed him to be: a rock. Isn't that what all of us need? Don't we all need somebody to look beyond our faults and our weaknesses, and not only just love us, but expect the best out of us?
Amen.
Isn't that what we need from somebody? Someone who will believe in us.
Amen.
Who will give us another chance when we mess up. Somebody who will call us by another name. But the problem is, some of us are our own worst critics. You know, we're more aware of our weaknesses and our imperfections than we are of the things that we do good. We feel inadequate. We feel guilty over the things that we've done. We feel like everything we do just turns out wrong. We've had more than our share of failures. But you know what? Jesus wants to give us a new name. Maybe you're that person who has specific sin in your life, has dealt a deadly blow to you and to your loved ones, your family, your friends. You've been affected by your failures, and you have to live with this shame that you have brought onto yourself and others because of your past. People expect you to fail. to you too. Jesus wants to give you a new name. Listen to these words also out of Isaiah. We need to hear these words, and this is God speaking to the Israelites, but now he's speaking to us, okay? Isaiah 62:2. Listen to this. The nations will see your vindication, and all kings your glory. You will be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow on you. You will be a crown of splendor in the Lord's hands, a royal diadem in the hand of God. God wants to give us a new name. He wants to relabel us. The problem, I think, many times is that we just don't trust God. We think that God is only sees the bad in us. That he can't see any good in us. He's more aware of the things that we do wrong than of the things that we do good. Some people think God is just waiting for us to do something or say something so he can just condemn us. You need to know this. God is much more concerned over the good in you than in the bad. He is certainly more anxious to reward you for the good things you do than to punish you for the evil things you do. So many times we are so busy condemning ourselves. Here's God trying to offer us forgiveness, but we are so down on ourselves we just don't trust God. We don't believe God. It says in 1 John 3:30, if our hearts condemn us, we know that God is greater than our hearts and he knows everything. While we're calling ourselves failures, he is calling us forgiven.
Amen.
God is calling us by a new name. But all the while, we just keep saying, no, our name hasn't changed. We're still that same person. As Christians, we talk a lot about believing in God. Know this, God also believes in you. Think about that. We believe in God, but God believes in us. He loves us so much that Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrated his own love for us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't say we have to fix ourselves and then come to Christ. He loved us from the beginning. He will love us to the end. Another verse that I love so much, and if you memorize a verse, this would be a good one to memorize. John 15:15. I no longer call you servants, because a servant doesn't know the master's business. Instead, I call you friends. We're calling ourselves failures, and Jesus is calling us friends. We're calling ourselves losers, he's calling us beloved.
Amen.
We're calling ourselves sinners, he's calling us saints. Amen. God has a new lease on life for us, a new chance for us. He has a new name. No matter how many times or how miserable we have failed, He hasn't given up on us. He has a new name for us. We need to accept that. Listen, when people talk about other people, you know, and I've done this myself, we've looked at somebody and we said, that person's always going to be that way. People never change. They are hopeless. God knows better than that.
Amen.
Yep.
One of the benefits of being in the ministry is I get the opportunity to see how people change when they meet God, when they accept Christ as their Savior. Never underestimate the power of God in your life or in anybody else's life. God changes us. In the book of Genesis, it tells the story of Jacob. From the time he was born, his name was given to him, Jacob. That name, and I don't know why you give anybody that name, but that name means schemer, trickster, swindler. That's what that name means. And boy, did he live up or maybe down to that name, just like everybody thought he would. I mean, he cheated his brother out of his birthright. He deceived his father. He cheated his father-in-law out of his possessions. He was living just what his name said it was. But one day, God sends an angel to Jacob. And if you read this in Genesis, you'll see this is true. The angel says, what's your name? He says, my name is Jacob. Angel said, not anymore. From now on, your name is Israel, which means Prince of God. God gave him a new name, and boy, did it change him. It changed his life. It changed his heart. He was never the same again. God wants to give us a new name this year. He wants to change us from the inside out. Think about the names that you have been called. We've all gone through that. Think about the names you called yourself. Jesus has a new name for you. A new lease on life. A new chance. I think the new year is also a good time for us to give other people a new chance. I think instead of expecting the worst of people, let's try expecting the best out of people. Realize that maybe with just a little help from us, a little trust in them, they could be different. We need to give people a chance to begin over again with us.
Amen.
If we're going to ever show the unconditional love and forgiveness that God has given us, if we're going to show that to the world, how can we do that if we can't forgive one another? Listen, the names we call other people influence that person. Not only does it influence how they feel, it can influence their future. I know so many people, because of the names they were called when they were young, the way they were treated when they were young, influenced how they became adults. We need to be careful the names that we use for people. We need to be speaking the name that God would have for these people.
Amen.
Not that the world has one. We can be better than that. God wants something better for you this year. He doesn't want you to experience the same thing over and over and over again. He wants something new for you. He wants you to change something. He wants to begin a new thing in you. Just in the scripture verse that I read to you in Ephesians, think about the names that He called us in there. He said we were blessed, chosen, holy, blameless, adopted sons and daughters of God. Listen, if you're still carrying around the old name of failure, loser, sinner, you need to hear God's new name. God has something exciting for you. God wants to change you. Don't try to change yourself. Let God change you from the inside out. And then you live your life as if you're blessed, chosen, holy, blameless, adopted sons and daughters of God. Receive that. That's your name. That's who you are. Now go out there and live like it. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, Heavenly Father, the scriptures tell us how you love to do new things. How you love to change us and allow us to grow into you. How we can receive the gifts of the Spirit. And we can use those gifts to help other people to come to know you. Father, we cast aside all these names that we've had in the past of being failure, being stupid, as being uncommittable, as being worthless, as being a failure. Father, we accept the names that you gave us today. Holy, blameless, saints, children, adopted sons and daughters of the Almighty God. Father, we claim those names today. May you help us live those in that understanding that that's who we are. Father, may we also be able to learn to forgive others in this new year. Father, may we learn to be more loving, more kind, more understanding, more forgiving. Father, help us show that unconditional love. Father, as Priscilla said in Sunday school, Father, we have to love our enemies. Pray for those that hurt us. Such a hard thing to do. But Father, you never said it'd be easy. But you did say that it's within us to do it because you are in us and you are greater than anything. You're the most powerful thing in the world, Father. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Father, may we renew our spirits each day by telling ourselves who we are. Father, may we take on the new name that you have given us. May we see the new things that you have started in our life. And Father, may we rejoice in it because it's a gift from you. Father, I pray for those that are here today. Father, bless them. Encourage them, strengthen them. Father, answer their prayers. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Whatever God's calling you to do today,